in the name of Jesus Christ. I'd like you to pray to God tonight. Holy Spirit, my dependable helper, help me tonight. Help me tonight. Even as your word is coming right now, send help to me in that area of concern. I need your help. I need your help. You are my helper. You are my helper. Come and help me spiritually. Help me materially. Help me financially. I desperately need your help tonight. Even as your word comes, let that help locate me and let your name be glorified. Spirit of the living God, I welcome your presence. I welcome your presence. I welcome your presence. Manifest yourself in my life tonight. Let me not return back home empty. Lord, do a new work in me tonight by your word. Let your name be alone, be glorified. Thank you, and thank you, and thank you. To you alone be all the glory. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have prayed. Put your wonderful hands together for the Lord, and please comfortably take your seat in his presence. My dependable destiny helper is here. God will help you this month. That is the prophetic focus for the month of October. We are going to be looking at the ministry of the Holy Spirit in order for us to be effective on the earth. And this evening we'll be starting this teaching, engaging the help of the Holy Spirit for a flourishing life. Engaging the help of the Holy Spirit for a flourishing life. I'd like to start by saying that life is to be enjoyed and not to be endured. When God created man, he made man to dominate on the earth. And he put in man his own spirit in order for man to be effective on the earth. That is why man is principally a spirit being. But he has a soul and he lives in a body. So man is three in one. Even as God also is three in one. That's why when he wanted to create man, he said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. Let them behave the way we behave. Let them have it the way we are having it. So what makes man, man, is the spirit of God that is in man. But hear me, every one of us have that spirit. But if that spirit is not activated, there is no way you can live an effective life. Take for instance, a mobile phone without a SIM card will never be able to make a call. You can use it for some other things. It has a calculator, it has a touch light, all of those things will be functioning. But the main purpose why that phone was manufactured will never be accomplished. In the same way, when a man has not activated the spirit of God that is inside of him, he is disconnected from the source. Because each time God wants to relate with you, each time God wants to speak with you, he speaks to his spirit that is in you. Job 32 verse 8. He said, but there is a spirit in man. Every man has that spirit. But for that spirit to be activated, for that spirit to be effective, it is the understanding, the inspiration of the Almighty that gives them understanding. And that spirit comes alive when we take heed to the word. God and his word, they are the same. The more of the word you imbibe, the more that spirit is activated. Even Jesus Christ, as powerful as he was, he couldn't function effectively without the engagement of the Holy Spirit. And when he was living, he gave us a promise. In the book of John, chapter 14, reading from verse 16. John, chapter 14. Reading from verse 16. He said, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter." That's the Holy Spirit. "That he may abide with you." For how long? Forever. Is it for a week? For how long? "Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him. For he dwelleth with you, and he shall be in you." He said in verse 18, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." So the Spirit is already in you, sir. But you need to activate it. Hear me, sir. That Holy Spirit is like GPS in your system. He guides you. That's his principal assignment. He guides you. He shows you things to come. He empowers you. He engraces you. Without that Spirit, I can tell you confidently, you can never be effective in anything you are doing. And that's why Jesus Christ, speaking to his disciples before he departed in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, he said, "And you shall receive power." Power there is talking about enablement. "You shall receive power only after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And when he comes upon you," he said, "you shall now be effective witnesses of me, both in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, into the uttermost part of the earth." In other words, anywhere you find yourself, you'll be very, very effective, because the Holy Spirit is dwelling inside of you. Beginning from tonight, I see that Spirit manifesting in you greatly in the name of Jesus. This is why the Holy Spirit is referred to as the Spirit of grace. The Spirit of grace. Concerning Jesus Christ, in prophecy, in the book of Isaiah chapter 11, reading from verse 1 and 2, it said, "There shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and shall grow out of his root." And what is the component of this Spirit? It said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon him. The Spirit of wisdom." He is the Spirit of wisdom. He is the Spirit of understanding. That Spirit is also the Spirit of counsel, of might, and of the fear of the Lord, that makes for what? Quick understanding. Sir, what I've just said now, there is no institution in the world, educational institution, that can capture what I've said now. Not one. These are the components of God that makes you very, very effective in your business, in your career, in marriage, in academics. When the Spirit is in you, hear me today, you will never fail. No matter the witches and wizards that gather against you, sir, you will never. That was what made Jesus Christ to succeed here on the earth. He said, "I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, so I judge." In John chapter 6, verse 63, Jesus Christ says something very, very fundamental. He said, "The letter killeth. It is the Spirit that quickens." The Spirit, the Spirit, the Spirit, it quickens. You're about to engage in a journey, and back on a journey that may not end well. It gives you signal ahead of time. Is somebody hearing me now? You are in your house and danger is, you know, looming around you. It gives you signal. These are not things you read, sir. It engages your spirit. And that's why most times you say, "I don't know, but something in me is saying that thing is not something." It's the Holy Spirit. The moment you activate it, sir, it will guide you into all truth. It will show you things to come. And it will give you in remembrance the things that the Lord has spoken to you. Hear me? Beginning from tonight, that Spirit will begin to minister to you greatly. So he's our helper. He helps. He directs. He guides. He teaches. He engages our spirit man for unusual strength. Praise the name of the Lord. And that is why the Holy Spirit is the messenger of the covenant that puts believers in command of the affairs of life. He is that Spirit of the messenger of the covenant. That's why in the book of John chapter 14, verse 26, look at what Jesus Christ said. He said, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you," how many things? "All and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Oh, you want to start that business? Wonderful. Holy Spirit, what are you saying here? It tells you what to do, sir. You want to rent a shop? Ask him, is this the place? It tells you. You're about going out in the morning. It gives you things happening. Oh, there's a charm in front of your gate. As you are going, just take the holy anointing oil and pray against it. You see, he is so precise. He's not a guesswork, sir. He's so precise. That's why each time you want to take a step and there is a kind of heaviness in your spirit, the Holy Spirit is already activating something inside of you. He's already talking to you somehow. Don't ignore it. Don't push it aside. You don't understand, just stay where you are. Make sure you understand before you move ahead. Praise the name of the Lord. But hear me tonight, until certain things are in you, there is no way this spirit can be effective. There is no way, sir. For the Holy Spirit to manifest in you, certain things need to be in place in your life. Number one, you must be born again and remain so. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. If a man is in Christ, who is he? He's a new creature. All things have what? Passed away. When you surrender your life to Christ, an exchange program has taken place. You have given your life to Christ for him to take over. And when he takes over, the battle is over. Is somebody hearing me tonight? When you have surrendered your life to Christ, you are no longer in control. What you have simply done is to surrender everything to him. Yes, you still have your will, you have your mind, but if your decision is not in line with what the Holy Ghost is saying, wisdom demands that you suspend your mind and follow the leading of the Lord. You must be born again. Only spiritual people can hear God. Only spiritual people. Somebody can be in church and he is not spiritual. Is somebody hearing me tonight? So don't mistake it that everybody in church is spiritual. No. Not everybody at the airport is traveling. Am I speaking? So the same way, not everyone that is a Christian is spiritual. Until you are spiritual, you can never hear God. Because God is a spirit, 100% spirit. Man is a spirit, he has a body, and he lives in a soul. He lives in a body, he has a soul. So man is three in one. God is absolutely a spirit. And so whenever he wants to talk to you, he speaks to your spirit. He doesn't speak to the head. He speaks to your spirit. And so it is our duty, our responsibility to activate that spirit. Until that spirit is activated, you can't hear God. And for me personally, I think it is a burden for you to be a Christian and you can't hear God. It's a big burden, sir. You will just be living from pillar to post. But that will not be you. I say that will not be you. How do I assess or engage the help of the Holy Spirit? Number two, you must walk in the fear of God. You must walk in the fear of God. When we say walking in the fear of God, we are not talking about you shivering before God. No. We are talking about you having holy reverence for the word of God. In other words, anything God says, that is what you want to do. For this is the whole duty of man. That's what Solomon said. The whole duty of man is for man to fear God, to obey him, obey all his laws. In Mark chapter 4, verse 11, Jesus Christ speaking, said, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are not part of this family, all these things are done in parables. So the kingdom of God operates in mysteries. One of those mysteries, for instance, is for you to pay your tithe if you want to enjoy financial breakthrough. Now, it may not really make sense to the natural man, but that is what God has put in place for your security and my security. Is somebody hearing me now? So it's not that I don't understand it. No, you really don't need to understand what God is saying, but it is a law from him. And so because it is a law, it's something that you should just receive hook, line, and sinker and execute for your lifting. But many are trying to understand it with this head. And there is no way, sir, from now to the end of time, you will understand that law with this head. It will never make sense. It will never. And that's why it is called a mystery. You want to enjoy sound health? You want to enjoy longevity? You shall serve the law. And he will bless you in return. It will take away what? Sickness away from the midst of this. So now, as a Christian, if you are truly serving, you are serving the way God expect you to serve, then you cannot be sick. Is somebody hearing me now? It's just for us to have an understanding. And the only thing that can make us to understand all these things is the full engagement of the Holy Spirit. Spiritual things can never be captured by intellectual prowess. Never. Never. That's why you need the Holy Spirit. Though I don't understand, but I just believe. That is faith. Praise the name of the Lord. To engage the help of the Holy Spirit, number three, you must remain in love with God. You must remain in love with God. And to love God is very simple. John chapter 14 and verse 21. Who are those that love God? Jesus Christ gave us a very good explanation there. He that has my commandment and keepeth them. Keeping them there means doing them. This is the man, this is the woman that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will what? Manifest myself to him on the condition of love. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9. But as it is written, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, has not entered into the heart of man the things that what God has prepared for them that love him. For them that love me. So this scripture quickly suggests to me that everyone who is truly serving God, everyone who is called a true believer, you are not to struggle in life the way unbelievers are struggling. As for you, all these things have been prepared for you. But they will be released to you when your love is in place. When your love is in place. One after the other, they'll just be locating you. When you walk in love. When you walk in love. When you walk in love. Solomon never prayed for money. How did he get his money? The Bible said, 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3. And Solomon loved the Lord. And because he loved the Lord, he gave. You cannot love and not give. The true expression of your love for anyone is your giving level. Your giving level. And he gave. God so loved the world, John 3:16, that he was, he gave. If you say you love and you are not giving, you have not loved. You are just saying it. You have not practicalized it. And Solomon gave 1,000 burnt offering. And on that basis, God opened the windows of heaven over him. So from that scripture, it is clear that these things have been prepared. But we need to understand the rules of the game. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. It has not entered into the heart of man the things God has prepared. Not labor for. Prepared only for them that love him. So walking in love is to our advantage, sir. Is somebody hearing me tonight? You don't know what is in love. If you do, you won't have hatred for your neighbor. No. No. If you hate your neighbor, automatically you hate God. If you say you love your neighbor who you see, how dare can you now say you love God whom you have not seen? So how we relate with one another is how, what determines our true love for God. They went to meet Jesus Christ. Master, when did we see you and we asked for this and you did not do it for me? He said, as long as you have not done it to your neighbor, you can't do it for me. So that means our love for ourselves is what determines how truly we love God. From tonight, I see someone walking in love today in the name of Jesus Christ. And that is why we must imbibe these three things. There are many other things that will be shared with us tomorrow, Friday, and in the days ahead. But these are the foundation for us to fully engage the ministry of the Holy Spirit in our life. Hear me today. You and I need the Spirit on a daily basis. Every day you need the help of the Holy Spirit. And when that help is there, I can tell you, everything will work effectively. Praise the name of the Lord. While I was coming here on Saturday, we left my former station at about 2:10. And the people that came, that dropped us, needed to go back to Kwale that same day. And I just prayed, Holy Spirit, help us. Give us speed. Sir, we got here to 3. How it happened, I don't know, sir. And the same people got back to Kwale before 7:30. The help of the Holy Spirit. Don't go alone. Don't. He is there. But you know what? He will never come except you invite him. He will never come into your life except you invite him. From tonight, I see that Spirit being activated in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's rise up on our feet. We are going to pray tonight. Spirit of the living God, I need your help. I need your help. In my business, I need your help. In my career, I need your help. In that issue, in my school, I need your help. Concerning that application, I need your help. Go ahead of me. Go ahead of me. And make the crooked places straight. Holy Spirit, I engage you tonight. In my life, come and take over. Come and take over. Come and take over. Spirit of the living God, I engage you tonight. I engage you tonight. I engage you tonight. Spirit of the living God, have your way. Come and have your way in my life. Come and have your way in my life. Holy Spirit, come and dwell in me. Come and dwell in me. Abide in me. Abide in me. I don't want to embark on this journey alone. Come and help me. Come and help me. Come and help me. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, I need your help tonight. I need your help. I need your help. I need your help. In every issue in my life, I need your help. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we give you glory. Oh, blessed be your name. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' great name, we have prayed.